Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's Odisha visit, launch of various development projects. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of development works worth over 50,000 crores in Jharsuguda, Odisha. He said the government at the centre and the state is committed to accelerating the pace of development in Odisha. To discuss more on the visit and the inauguration of so many developmental projects, we have a very special guest in the studios of Akashvani. We are joined in by Shekhar Iyerji, political analyst. Shekharji, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you.
Shekharji, let's hear the words of our Prime Minister, where he's talking about the semiconductor chips and the plants that are being inaugurated in the state of Odisha.
Kendra Sarkar ne hal mein hi Odisha ke liye do semiconductor unit ki manjuri di hai. Pehle koi soch bhi nahi sakta tha ki semiconductor jaisi aaj ki duniya ki latest technology wali industry कभी असम में लग सकती है कभी उड़ीसा में लग सकती है लेकिन यहां के नौजवानों का सामर्थ्य है कि आज ऐसी ऐसी इंडस्ट्री आपके यहां आ रही चिप बनाने के लिए उड़ीसा में सेमीकंडक्टर पार्क भी बनने जा रहा है
Shekhar ji, as the Prime Minister said, no one could have thought about the fact that an industry like the semiconductor and the chip-making industry could have been started in states like Assam and Odisha, but this government has been successfully able to do that. How important is this step and what does it mean for the future empowerment of our country?
Semiconductor is one area where this government has given a lot of priority. And the Prime Minister has been emphasizing the need for our country to develop indigenous technology. This is one frontier area which did not receive the kind of attention that it should have received. With this government taking up it as a priority project, no country would want to share this area because it's a frontier area of technology where each country wants to develop its own capacity and capability. And chips, we know, are today, they are there right from everything that we ordinary people use, whether it is your television set, whether it's your automobile, whether it is your aircraft, or whether it is your running trains, whatnot. You know, every aspect of technology that has touched our life involves chips. So therefore, this is considered a significant step towards self-reliance.
So a multifaceted step which is aimed at benefiting various industries of the country. From chips, let's move to ships, where shipbuilding technology and shipbuilding industry has been given a huge boost with a package of more than 70,000 crores by the government.
Jo bhi desh aarthik roop se sasakt hona chahta hai, wo shipbuilding par bahut bal deta hai. Vyapar ho, टेक्नोलॉजी हो या फिर देश की सुरक्षा शिप बिल्डिंग से हर जगह फायदा होता है हमारी सरकार ने एक बहुत बड़ा कदम उठाया है हमने देश में शिप बिल्डिंग के लिए 70,000 करोड़ रुपए का पैकेज मंजूर किया है इससे भारत में 4.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए का निवेश आएगा
A package of more than 70,000 crores, which will lead to an investment of more than 4.5 lakh crores for the country, an industry which will affect supply chains, defense, technology, exports and imports. How important is this step?
The Prime Minister has been focusing right from a small thing like chip to a big thing like ship. I mean, the whole philosophy of this is from chip to ship only shows how technology and infrastructure are interlinked and how this would give overall boost to the growth of economy as well as creation of jobs. And particularly, since he was speaking from Odisha, from Jharsuguda, the Prime Minister has conceived a kind of a corridor, an industrial corridor from the port city of Paradip to Jharsuguda, which is interior, close to the steel units like Rourkela Steel Plant. Now, what the Prime Minister was saying was that Union Cabinet has approved a mega project for shipbuilding. This is one area that needed a major push of capital, which the sector is willing to do by way of a 70,000 crore package. That should see or rather attract investment to 4.5 lakh crore. The whole idea is that shipbuilding industry will automatically be a stimulus for growth of other industries, particularly like steel, other machinery, building units, electronics, and also other areas of manufacturing. Along with this, it will also give a big boost to ancillary industries as well as small and medium scale and cottage industries.
So a multifaceted approach to improve the economic condition of the country, to empower our own industries while stressing on self-reliance. Moving on from chips and ships over to India being a global telecom manufacturing hub, 4G services were launched from BSNL for each and every nook and corner of the country. Let's hear the words of the Prime Minister first.
Bharat ki companyon ne भारत को दुनिया के उन पांच देशों की सूची में ला खड़ा किया है जिनके पास 4G सर्विसेज शुरू करने की पूरी तरह स्वदेशी टेक्नोलॉजी है। BSNL और उसके सहयोगियों की मेहनत से आज भारत ग्लोबल टेलीकॉम मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हब बनने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है। ये ओडिशा के लिए भी गर्व की बात है कि आज झारसुगुड़ा से BSNL के स्वदेशी 4G नेटवर्क का शुभारंभ हो रहा है जिसमें करीब 1 लाख 4G टावर है। 4G तकनीक के एक विस्तार से देश भर में 2 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोगों को सीधा लाभ मिलेगा। करीब 30,000 ऐसे गांव जहां हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट सुविधा नहीं थी वहां भी अब ये सुविधा मिलने जा रही है।
Shekhar ji, 30,000 more villages across India where the services of telecom through 4G speed will now be available. In addition to the crores of people already using this technology, how important is the telecom sector not just for the connectivity between people as well as businesses, but also for India becoming one of the developed nations very soon by 2047?
Today's launch of nearly 1 lakh 4G mobile towers, which have been erected at a cost of 27,000 crores. Now, this project is very important because this is in line with the PM's Digital India vision to ensure that all remote villages, remote far-flung areas are connected through a high-quality, high-speed network. When telecom services like 2G, 3G, 4G were introduced globally, India lagged behind and we had to depend on foreign technology for this service. Big decision was taken to see that very quickly BSNL moves to 4G technology and eventually moves to 5G technology. So these towers that have been set up will provide 4G high-speed internet connectivity services to nearly 26,700 villages, and they are far-flung areas, particularly in states like Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Assam, Gujarat, and even Bihar. Now, this will ensure that people in far villages, in remote villages where there were previously no services available, they will be able to utilize these 4G services for going in for digital payments, for digital technology, which can greatly change the ease of living in their life. And already the provisions have been made that these towers will eventually also provide 5G technology. Now, today, 5G technology is available in different cities across India.
So connectivity is the word which is at the forefront and the center around which these development works are being dedicated to the nation, especially in the field of 4G services through BSNL. Connectivity has been a word which has been doled out by Prime Minister too many times in his speeches because he gives a lot of importance to not just connectivity through the digital medium, but also physical medium as well. And his government and him are continuously working for improving the connectivity between people and amongst businesses. From digital connectivity, moving on to physical connectivity, that is trains. The Prime Minister also spoke about Amrit Bharat trains being launched from Surat to Barhampur.
Barhampur se Surat ke liye aadhunik Amrit Bharat train ko hari jhandi dikhai gayi hai. Aur aap bhi jante hain ki Surat ke saath aapka judna कितना महत्वपूर्ण है। इस क्षेत्र का कोई गांव ऐसा नहीं होगा कि जहां के लोग सूरत में न रहते हो। आज उनके लिए ये सीधी रेल सेवा शुरू हुई है।
A direct connection for the people from Surat to Berhampur. How important are these steps regarding the railway transformation in India? Amrit Bharat trains, Namo Bharat trains, Vande Bharat trains, Amrit Bharat stations. It's a revolution in itself, Shekhar Ji.
Indeed, all these trains that you have mentioned, these are all modernly built trains which have their own locomotives to take people across the country. They are high-speed trains, and this is providing high-quality train service to all our people. And particularly, Amrit Bharat Express has been launched with connecting places where, you know, people from one state go to another state for work. And Prime Minister mentioned the importance of connectivity between Surat in Gujarat, where our railway minister was present, and Berhampur or Brahmapur, as they say in Odia. This place, you know, a lot of people from Odisha, they work in Surat, both in the diamond industry as well as in the textile industry. By linking these two places with high-speed train, we'll ensure these people are able to reach their home and as well as back to work in the quickest time, in a very most comfortable manner. If you remember Prime Minister's first Bedford address in August 15th of 2014, Prime Minister mentioned train journey as the kind of thing, as a one that will characterize our quality of life. And since then, we have seen railways have been working very hard, bringing technology, better quality coaches, better comfort for our passengers. Therefore, today's Amrit Bharat Express is a good proof to show the government cares for the poorest of the poor, the most common people, that they too deserve better quality in service in terms of passenger comfort, convenience, and better connectivity.
So from sustainable development to a multifaceted approach to dominate industries like supply chain, logistics, defense, exports and imports of technology, as well as semiconductor chips, also providing ground level services like housing to the people, the government is working in an overall manner to improve the lives of the people, to make them better. Let's hear the words of the Prime Minister regarding housing facilities being launched.
हमारी सरकार अभी तक देश में 4 करोड़ से अधिक गरीब परिवारों को पक्का घर दे चुकी है। ओडिशा में भी हजारों घर बनाने का काम तेजी से चल रहा है। इसके लिए हमारे मुख्यमंत्री मोहन जी और उनकी टीम प्रशंसनीय कार्य कर रही है। आज भी करीब 50,000 परिवारों को नए घरों की स्वीकृति मिली है।
50,000 more residences approved, 50,000 families, which means lakhs of lives positively impacted. What will you say about this step, Shekhar Ji?
Well, under the PM Awas Yojana, you know, 4 crore pakka houses were built and distributed to very poor families across the country in the last 10 years. Subsequent to that, the Prime Minister has given a call to build 3 crore more houses. Now, also under projects like PM Janman Yojana, where, you know, for tribal families, particularly 40,000 families have been approved for these new homes. So therefore, this is a, you know, giving shelter is fulfilling a major aspiration of the most marginalized people. And all the flagship programs, whether it is Awas Yojana, or it is Jal Jeevan Mission, or it is providing Swachhata Abhiyan, providing all basic services to the poorest of the poor has been one of our national mission kind for our Prime Minister. So this project will also ensure that underprivileged, particularly Dalits, backward classes and tribal communities, are able to get the benefit of life which they have always dreamt for.
Shekhar Ji, we truly hope that all these projects whom the Prime Minister has dedicated to the nation bring forth various benefits for the country as well as its people and make our country economically and socially much more stronger. Thank you so much for joining us in this discussion and giving us your valuable insights.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's Odisha visit, launch of various development projects. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, political analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.
Spotlight.